Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We're back. Hour number two, Beamer in for Bowerly this week on News Radio 930 WBEN. Like I said, the voice will come back. I promise you that. I maybe should not have been yelling as loud at back-to-back games over the weekend, but we're going to get there. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. It's also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And I'm asking you, so I had this reaction, and I just thought it was a, looking on it now, it's not a weird reaction. All right, I'll take that back from the first hour. Not a weird reaction, but I did. I guess I wasn't questioning it when it happened. So Saturday night, get to the hotel, I fill up my water bottle, this one right here, with tap water from the hotel. And I don't know how, it just came up in conversation before the show. And my buddy goes, oh, you drank the hotel tap water? Now, we were on the second floor, so walking down to get the filtered water would not have been that difficult. However, yeah, it tasted like a little funky tap water. It's been 2 days, so I don't think it made me sick. But it did make me wonder, what do you do when you walk into a hotel room? What are the precautions that you take in a hotel room? We heard from Brad before the break. And it seems like the bed bug thing is actually, a few of you do that. Someone texted in, for bed bugs, check the headboard, check where the carpet meets the wall, check the seams along the mattress, place luggage on a luggage rack off of the floor. I probably should be better at that. Like I said, the last minute hotel that I booked, I didn't even leave it in the hotel. I'm glad that Brad agrees with me about putting stuff in the dresser. I would just never think of doing that. But yeah, leaving your duffel bag, your suitcase on the floor, probably not, you know, your clothes probably not on the floor. But I'm wondering, you know, the tap water thing. Like, I shower with that tap water. I mean, has anyone ever stayed at a hotel where they wouldn't take a shower at the hotel? Because then maybe you, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're missing out if you have something to do the next day. Luckily, when I stayed at this hotel where I literally just wore everything into bed with me, I just got in the car the next day and drove home. I showered at home. But sometimes you don't have that luxury. You're on vacation. You want to shower. You don't want to stink. You know, and what happens there? 803-0930, star 930. I have to say this. This is really becoming the Joe Beamer complaint show. I did not mean for it to be me complaining for the first hour and 15 minutes. You know, complaining about people at the game, now complaining about this. I was very disappointed in the continental breakfast at both hotels over the weekend. One was a huge upset because it's one that I've grown to know and love, a certain thing they offer, and they didn't. But I remember as a kid, maybe I just remember it wrong, but like these continental breakfasts would have like counterful of stuff, right? Now it's like you get the basket of whatever they had left over in the back. You got the eggs that came out of a carton. You've got the, you know, bacon that I don't know what they do, but it's like buffet-style bacon, sausage or potatoes. And then you've got to have the waffle maker. Like, we've gotten to a point now in hotel continental breakfast, if you don't have the waffle maker, I mean, it is just, I mean, it's almost as bad as not having running water, to go back to my tap water thing. So you've got the waffle maker, you get that smell of the breakfast when you walk in, But I've noticed, and again, maybe this is just me getting older, me getting cheaper, like the breakfast is like a big thing now. Like if you don't offer breakfast, I'm probably going to move on to the next hotel. Like I want that free breakfast. I want to get something in the morning and then I don't have to stop a second time. 803-0930, star 930. Like I said, I know of people that put blankets down on the bathroom floor. They wear flip-flops into the shower. Now, I've wear flip-flops into the shower at the gym. But, you know, I am to believe that this hotel room was completely cleaned before I walked into it. So I would assume that the shower is one of the things that got cleaned since the last person stayed there. You know, you're not promised that at any gym. They clean it at night, but you don't know if you're the first person in that shower stall or the 10th person in that shower stall. So it's kind of nice to always have some flip-flops. I am going to have to get a container of Clorox wipes, though, after what Brad said, because I've never even thought of wiping down the door handles and the remote, which is funny. Because I am the person who will not open the bathroom door without a paper towel, right? I'll open it with a paper towel and throw the paper towel away. That's why I always get annoyed at these places, and you're seeing it more and more, where they got rid of the paper towel dispenser, you know, for environmental reasons, and they just have a hand dryer and nothing to grab the handle of the bathroom door. Like, I think that's very... If the sink's close enough to the door, I will literally open the door, hold it open with my foot, and wash my hands. I mean, they did it to themselves. Leave the paper towels, okay? You've cut enough away from us. Leave the paper towels. Sanitary reasons. You have to have paper towels in public bathrooms, if you ask me. Let's go to Brenda on the east side of Buffalo. Brenda, thanks for calling in.
I'm in my car, and I just heard about you talking about bed bugs, and I was telling him what I usually do when I go to hotels. I went online to check around, especially when it became like an epidemic here with bed bugs. So I find and I've read that they don't like alcohol. So I keep a spray bottle in my car and even on my person. And when I travel, I keep a spray bottle of at least 70 to 90% alcohol in the spray bottle. And whenever I go in the hotel, I spray it around. I spray it on the bed and different things before I put my stuff in. And I also, lavender is another scent that they do not like. So I spray that around and I keep that around the house. I keep that in my car because sometimes when I'm a little questionable about who I put in my car after they leave, I kind of spray around the car with the alcohol and everything. But I was going to tell you that's something you might want to think about whenever you go to a hotel is maybe take something something that they don't seem to like a smell. And I haven't seen any bed bugs. And even when I'm around here in the city and I go to a place, they have cloth seats and stuff like that. Sometimes I'll spray the seat or I'll spray my clothes or something.
Yeah, it can never be too safe because, Brenda, the last thing you want to do is bring those bed bugs home with you.
I know. I was telling him down south, we call them bed bugs, but down they used to be called chinches, because I remember my mother, when we rented, as a child, my mom used to rent, and she said a woman brought chinches, and what she had to do was put a candle in a can, and what it does is that warmth will attract the bed bugs, and they also call them diamondbacks.
Well, I will have to... I'll have to bring the spray alcohol seems like the best idea. Spray it down when you first get to the room. So by the time you're putting your stuff down, you're laying down, you've gotten rid of any problem if the problem exists.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I like it, Brenda. Hey, appreciate the call. Brenda in Buffalo, 803-0930, star 930. You know, it's funny. I until Brad and Brenda and a few of our texters, bed bugs is like... I guess it's just one of those things that I thought, okay, well, I'll realize it pretty quickly, you know, without doing any of these thorough checks. But I think doing the checks, I think spraying the alcohol or the lavender, I think that's a great idea. And, you know, just carry that around in your suitcase. But it does beg the question, because like Brenda said, there was a time, you know, the bed bug issue. seems to have gotten more and more. You're hearing more and more stories. Like I said last week, they in Paris, they are having such a bedbug problem that they are really going all out trying to eliminate the bedbug problem because of the Olympics coming to town next year. So I've got to ask you at 803-0930-STAR-930, do you have a bedbug story? Don't be shy. This is an open place. We talk about everything. Do you have a bedbug story? Luckily, I do not have a bedbug story. I know we have people listening in the Rath building. So if you'd like to call in at 803-0930 with your bedbug story, if you're new to the show, they had a bedbug problem at the Rath building a few years ago here in Erie County. So I know they have bedbug stories. But do you have a story of bringing the bedbugs home with you? Because I've heard that that is just the absolute biggest nightmare when you do what I did. Luckily, I didn't get bed bugs, but you throw your bag down on the floor, right? The bed bugs get on there, or a bed bug gets on there, and it travels with you, and it reproduces, and now you've got a bed bug issue at home a month later. What is your story? How did you eliminate that problem at your own home? 803-0930-STAR-930. It's like when Jerry on Seinfeld, Jerry got fleas because Newman had fleas and he sat on his couch and then Jerry had to fumigate his apartment. What is the story? I hear that it's a pain in the you know what if you bring a bed bug home with you. And again, I'm fortunate to say I have stayed in some hotels that could have been cleaner. Let's just say that. I am fortunate to say that I've never brought bed bugs home with me, but from the sounds of it, that might be something that I should be a little more cautious about. What is your story? 803-0930-STAR-930. That is the number for you to get on. Also, these precautions, because some of the stuff you guys are texting in, I am just really interested in this. Like, it's so interesting that everyone has kind of like a system when they get to the hotel. Like the first things they'll do, wipe off the remote, wipe off the door handles, put towels down, inspect the bed, inspect the floor, inspect the wall, maybe take a few things out of your bag and put your bag back in your car. I've heard that one before. Like I said, I did that once, and that's just because it was one of these things. And again, I know everyone has what they can handle, what they can't. But, I mean, this hotel from a few weeks ago, it's one of those things where I can't believe it's allowed to be a hotel. Like, there are some type of standards on being able to run a business like a hotel. Have you ever been to one where you just can't believe it's allowed to be in business? Or like I asked Brad, you can't believe that a certain brand that you might be quite fond of put their name on this particular building? Because you've got the ones when you drive by, you can tell, okay, this, I don't know if I want to, you just can tell, right? There's old hotels. There are hotel brands, hotel companies that will take over old, what used to be nice hotels, right? You'll see an old Holiday Inn. Now it's a Super 8, right? Something like that. You see that when you drive around. These once nice hotel brands, they couldn't keep it up anymore. They sell it. It sits abandoned for a few years. And then, a cheaper brand will put their name on it. And you can drive by it and go, oof. Like, look at the window curtains. I mean, you can tell from the outside the window curtains look dirty. I can't imagine what this room would look like. 803-0930-STAR-930. But there are, like Brad said, there are times where you're just stuck. You know, it's 1 a.m. This is the hotel that's available. I had that experience a few years ago driving down to help my dad move my grandmother's stuff out of her house. And I was right outside of Morgantown. And it was one of those things where I had nothing left in me. And I just had to go. I had to stay at the next available hotel. And that was the one I got. And it was a nightmare, right? I mean, the TV only having five stations was the furthest thing away from the biggest problem in this hotel. Let me just tell you that right now. But again, it's one of those things. I had no gas left in me. It was, you know, 1 a.m. I could not stay on the road. I was driving a big U-Haul van. This was the place I had to stop. And we've all been in that situation, right? It's maybe not what you prefer, but this is what's available. This is what you got. So 803-0930, star 930, your hotel precautions. No one's even answered the question, was I wrong for drinking the tap water at a hotel on Saturday? I filled up my big water bottle with tap water from the hotel and drank it. Was that the wrong decision? Would you have maybe not done that? 803-0930, star 930. Precautions you take when you walk into a hotel room. Your bed bug story. Have you or someone you know ever took the bed bugs accidentally, obviously, taking the bed bugs home with them after a stay at a hotel? And you know, the stories, we're talking about the rundown hotels, but the stories of bed bugs, you hear these from all sorts of hotels, right? You hear these from some of the nicest and most respected hotel brands have bed bug problems. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you, as always, for making us a part of your day, making us your entire day. We'll continue taking your hotel stories and bed bug stories at 803-0930, star 930. But I thought I'd move on to something that I think we are all just a little sick of hearing about. And no, it's not Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, though that is on the list. This is another couple, Jada and Will Smith. And again, I want to just start off by saying I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not. I am just telling you my opinion. That's what I get paid to do. And I'm giving you my opinion. The reason I'm bringing this up is I want to know, what is a reason for divorce? Wow, that came out of nowhere. We go from the bills to hotels to what's the reason for divorce? I mean, sometimes the bills, no, never mind. What is a reason for divorce? Now, Jada Smith has a book coming out. It's called Worthy, okay? And in that book, she reveals that her and Will Smith have been separated since 2016. Okay. Number one, why do you have to tell us that? You know, like, maybe work that out between the two of you. I don't understand. No one was asking Jada Pinkett Smith, hey, are you and Will still together? Let them handle that themselves. If that's a deal they're working out, fine. But, you know, she decided it was time to make some money off a book, and she puts it in a book. But I thought it was interesting, the line that she used. She said, I couldn't bring myself to divorce Will. So you're living separated since 2016. Now, we all know what happened a year ago at the Oscars. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock and said, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. We all remember that, even if we didn't watch it. Most of us didn't watch it, but we've heard of what happened. But it makes me think. So obviously, Will Smith did that. And now, a year later, Jada is coming out and saying, well, we've been separated. We're not really... Like, to me, right there is Will's reason for divorce. Like, maybe that's something he wanted to keep secret. Obviously, they hadn't been public since 2016. It's been 7 years. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, maybe that is something you keep between each other. Anyway, it did make me think, what is a reason for divorce? Maybe in your own life, your own past marriage, maybe things that, you know, hey, maybe you are in a great marriage now, but, you know, something happens and you've got that list of things that could happen that would cause you to file for divorce. It's obviously not an easy decision. I hope I never have to make it. Not that I'm even thinking of it. I'm just saying. But I mean, half of marriages will end in divorce. So my question to you is, what is a reason for divorce? 803-0930, star 930. We're also talking hotels. Like I said, if I talked about it, it's a topic. 803-0930, star 930. We were talking last segment, we had Brad and we had Brenda call in. This segment, Jerry's going to call in. Now, Brad was a Marriott guy. Brenda said that lavender or alcohol is what she sprays when she gets to the hotel, just in case there are some bed bugs, and I'm going to start doing exactly just that. Jerry now in Tonawanda. Jerry, what is your hotel story?
Hi. I go visit my son in Webster and his wife. And whenever I go there, I usually go over a 3-day weekend, and I stay at the Holiday Inn Express in Webster. And let me tell you, I can only speak for that one Holiday Inn Express, because that's the only one I've stayed at. But it's not only very clean, but they have the best breakfast buffet that's free in the world. It is, they got everything. They got eggs, they got sausage, they got scrambled eggs, they got eggs over easy, they got pancakes, they have toast, they have bagels, they have orange juice, they have coffee, they have everything. And it saves me about 25, 30 bucks instead of having to go out for breakfast. And
I mean, I love a good continental breakfast, Jerry. That sounds like the most stacked continental breakfast that you can find in 2023.
It's not a continental breakfast. It's a buffet, and they call it a buffet. It's a free buffet. Not a continental breakfast. It's a free buffet.
Free buffet?
It's a free buffet.
Now, let me ask you. You said the rooms were always clean. Is that consistent? You've never had one issue?
No, I've never had an issue. But I like some of the other callers. I don't put my luggage. I put it on a chair, and I take wipes, and I wipe the remote and the telephone and in the bathroom and stuff. I wipe that down. But knock on wood, I've never had a problem, and they are very clean, and they'll help you if you need more towels. They have a coffee machine in the room, so if you want to make your own coffee, you can do that. And I'm not trying to put a plug. I'm just telling it.
No, I got you.
I've never been to any other Holiday Inn Express. That's the only one I've stayed at in Webster. But I tell you what, that's the only one I'll ever stay at when I go visit my son, is that one, because the kicker is the free buffet.
That is better than any free breakfast I've ever heard of a hotel. I mean, I might want to just road trip to check out this breakfast buffet.
When you consider what you have to pay for breakfast now, if say you and your wife have to go out to eat, you're probably looking at dropping 40, 45 and then a tip. Or 35 and a tip. Whereas here, you just go down there and they're always replenishing everything. They're standing there to help you, and it's free. So, you're paying $140 for a room, and you knock off 25 a night, a day just for the breakfast, that cuts it down to 115.
That's great. Hey, Jerry, appreciate the call. Jerry and Tonawanda. I do. Brian and I talked about this last week. I love a good free breakfast at the hotel. That one sounds like the best that's ever being offered. So we'll have to go. We'll have to go check it out. We have to find an excuse to go to Webster and check it out. You know, another thing, have you ever been to a hotel? Now, I'm not talking about the hotel that has the bar in the lobby. That's obviously an added bonus. But, you know, you've got like the little breakfast area, right, in the lobby where, you know, the next morning, that's where they'll have. But you'll have people that will just take over that space, right? Like a family who's in from out of town, maybe they have an event the next day or they had an event earlier in that day, and they'll just take that entire thing over. They'll turn the TV on something. They've got coolers. I guess I've just never even thought of, hey, let's take over the lobby of the hotel, but why not? No one else is using it. I'm like, those people are having a good time. I don't know. That just popped in my head. Let's go to Mike in Amherst. Mike, you worked on the road for 20 years.
Oh,
plus. Oh, so now, what are some of your hotel stories?
Actually, I've only had one that was bad, but I stayed at, used to use a couple different chains. He talked about Holiday Inn, the one in Michigan. We were leaving before the buffet would start, so the manager told the cook to start a half hour early. We had a three-man crew out there for 6 months, but they had breakfast for us every morning. We, to order.
Well, that's customer service right there.
And then we, on top of that, there's one in California. I don't even remember the name of it. It was a, it's a twin tower across from the airport. And Anheuser-Busch put us up there for 2 months after the Northridge earthquake. They had supposedly, you know, it was supposedly a buffet, not a buffet, it was a torter. They make you waffles, they make you pancakes, you name it, they made it. We ate like pigs on that job. And they also had a happy hour from 5 to 7. No charge for the guests.
Wow. I mean, free breakfast and free drinks.
Free drinks and dinner, basically. The finger foods they put out there, or you didn't need to go to dinner.
Now, Mike, let me ask you. The Holiday Inn Express, okay, so that's the good story. You said you have one bad story in 20-plus years. That's got to be one heck of a bad story.
We went down to do a job in Baltimore, and the company called, and the only place they could find near the job. We walked in. We ended up staying there a week until we found something else. But there was, in my room, there were four French fries under the bed, and they were still there when I left. It was like, I didn't even bring my clothes out of the car. I left everything in there. It was sleep on top, like you were saying.
Oh, my gosh.
It was disgusting.
I don't know if I'd be able to stay in that room, Mike.
Red Roof Inn, believe it or not, used to treat us great. I had a job out at the Syracuse Airport where we had basically rented the whole place at Courier Circle. And the only thing they have is coffee in the morning. But it started after all our guys are going to work. Well, the night crew, you left your thermos either down at the desk or just outside your room. You come out in the morning, there was a hot thermos full of coffee for you. And they had a list of what every guy took in their coffee. And we got treated like gold.
What? Now, no offense to the Red Roof Inn people. That is surprising. I would not expect to hear that kind of service from a place like the Red Roof Inn.
Okay, we had myself and two other guys out of the entire crew that had phone privileges. You know, we were management. The other guys would have to pay for their long-distance phone calls and such. And again, Thursday night, the girls, she'd have it all set up for the guys for Friday morning. And, the guy would look to see if anything else was added. But she'd stick it right on the room door. Boom, they come out, go down, pay their phone bill.
Wow.
They treated us like gold. I had never, ever had service like that anywhere. Oakland, California, the room, I was using my room as my office, and I was the only one from the company there. They ended up giving me the manager's apartment, which had a full dining room, kitchen, living room, then plus a complete hotel room for the same price as the hotel room. But I rented it by the month. So it was... when you're on the road a lot, it's amazing the deals you can get.
Yeah, that's funny, because that was my next question. Have you ever lived out of a hotel? But you quite literally have.
Oh, yes. So, I would fly home from L.A. every weekend, but I would never check out. Same thing with Oakland, same thing when I was in Baton Rouge, all over the country. I wouldn't even bother checking out of my room.
So would you put stuff in the dresser?
Oh, yeah. I was there 6-8 months sometimes.
Wow. All right.
I had a suite in Burbank, California for almost 2 years. That was a Holiday Inn.
Wow. Wow. Hotel living. I've always, because when I would deliver, there sometimes you'd go to people and they were always in the same room. I guess that would have been you.
Oh, yeah. This was mid-90s. I was paying $9.90 a month for my place in Burbank. And if you wanted an apartment that size, you're probably paying $2,000.
Wow.
And so, the only thing you didn't get maid service on Sundays with the deal, but it was a suite. You had a living room with a couch, a chair, a dining room table, a one burner stove, a microwave, a bun coffee maker, 2 TVs. You know, spoil you.
Mike, you got the some of the best hotels in the country, man. Appreciate the call, Mike in Amherst. You ever, because Mike's telling all these, these great stories and some of the great customer service, but you ever, go book a room and you just judge by the pictures on the website and then you get there? And I'm not saying it's like a complete dump, but it is nothing that resembles the picture that you saw online. Have you had this happen to you? 803-0930-*930. Back talking hotels, your hotel horror stories, bed bug stories. This all started, I wasn't even planning to talk about this. This all started because of a reaction I got when I said that I drank the tap water out of the hotel bathroom in my big water bottle. I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but the reaction I got made me think, hey, this could be something. We could build something around this. Let's go to Kyle in Amherst. Kyle, what's your story?
Yeah, so my son, he's in high school now, and he probably started traveling basketball fourth grade. So we've been going through the years, basically filled Pennsylvania, New Jersey, probably the Michigan area. And so we always try to go for the Marriott or the Hampton Inn, depending. But my wife is a stiffler. She'll look up reviews and, for all that stuff that you're talking about. So far, we really haven't had any problems. There was one time when we had to unfortunately stay at one of those. I can't remember the name. But it was, you definitely appreciate when you stay at some of the hotels that you're used to staying because you get the breakfasts. The hotel room, I think they do a pretty good job keeping them clean in that. I don't keep the suitcases on the floor, that's for sure. And I also bring water, too. Usually I have a cooler that I fill it up with water. It always probably got the kids' Gatorades and stuff like that. But so I don't. And if we run out, I'll go down to the gym room and fill up the water there. I won't use tap water, I tell you that. That's a no-no, man. You made that big mistake, buddy.
Yeah, I know. And you know what, Kyle, you bring up a great point, because not only was I close to the lobby, I was even closer to the fitness center, and they both have the filtered water. Sometimes late at night, you make a bad decision.
Yeah, well, that's how you learn, and then you don't do it again. You make that bad decision. But I will tell you, though, some of these hotels, they got a racket going because they could be the only hotel in that whole area. So instead of paying the $150 or so a night, you're going to pay like $300 for the same stuff that you would have got somewhere else. That's the problem I have. There's a place up there in, we're allowed to say names, right?
Sure, yeah.
Ithaca. Ithaca, I forget the one. It's either the Marriott or whatever. It's like $320 a night, man. And I'm like, and I asked the lady, I'm like, she's like, yeah, basically because we're the only hotel. And they got that college up there. What's the college? Big name college.
Cornell?
Yes. And so that's the reason why they hit you over the head with the price. But, yeah, the drawers, it depends on the room. Sometimes we put them in, sometimes we don't. A lot of times they're pretty good cleaning. So, I usually end up leaving a couple of dollars at the end for the for the cleaners, you know. So
now, Kyle, let me ask you. You said your wife looks at all the reviews. Now, does she do what I do? Because I'll look at the reviews, but I will organize them from worst to best. So I'm looking at all the complaints first.
Yeah, that's what she'll do. She don't really care about the best. She only cares about the complaint.
Yeah, I go right there. Like, what's the worst this hotel can be? That's what I want to be prepared for.
It was tough for COVID because we were traveling, you know, New York State. There was no travel basketball, so you had to go to places like Erie. You had to go anywhere outside of New York State. So those hotels, they had very strict dealings with COVID, I remember. And that's what changed the game, I think, maybe with coming to cleanliness. Because ever since COVID, I noticed, like, a lot of these hotels that we stay in are always spick and span. I've never gone to a Days Inn or those other places because, I mean, I can only imagine what it must be like now hearing these stories that some people have talked about. But we're that group, though, that takes over the lobby because a lot of these tournaments, all the teams of the different areas are staying there. And so, you know, that's what the fun part about a lot of these travel teams. The pairs go, we all take over the lobby, you know, having a couple of pops and pizza and all that stuff.
Yeah, and it does. It always seems like a ton of fun, Kyle. I remember when I worked at Lenovo, a lot of Friday nights I'd be delivering to people who took over the lobby for, just like you said, you know, basketball or a football team or something. And I was like, they're closing this hotel down. They're having a ton of fun.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one quick story. Now, we were at the hotel. I know we were in Erie, and the pizza guy was late. Poor guy. You know, I feel bad for him. He was an older guy. But anyways, you know, it's got to be about 15 parents sitting around having pops and getting ready to eat. And so we were like, dude, you know, one of the parents was like, you're about an hour late. Is the pizza still warm? So the guy said, let me check. So he opened the box and put his hand on the pizza. The same thing was warm. We're looking at the dude like, oh, my God, did you just touch the pizza, man? I thought it's funny now, but at the time it was like this guy just put his hands on the pizza to check to see if it was warm.
Let me tell you, the rule is if the bottom of the pizza is not still warm, take it back and get a new one before you bring it to the customer. At least that was always what I was told.
You know, I felt bad. He was an old guy. He probably had to do it because he needed the job, you know. Sadly, but, you know. One of the parents went back to the place the next day and got their money back and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, yeah, but it's hotels. I never really stayed in hotels growing up, but now since my son was traveling, it's always been fun, you know. That's getting on the road and, you know, you try to get there. I like to get there before the game starts, check in. They usually let you do early check in if you ask, you know. Make sure you do that. If you can call ahead the night before and say, you know, I'm coming in, you know, I'm going to be coming back late. Can I get an early check-in? They'll usually accommodate you.
Sometimes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kyle, appreciate
good conversation. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, appreciate the call, Kyle, in Amherst, 803-0930, *930. You know, it's funny, Kyle mentioned COVID, and, you know, we did some staycations during COVID. I also went to Tech Louisville during COVID, and just how cheap some of the hotels were, right? I mean, some of the hotels that now, you know, you see for $300-$400 a night, you could get for under $100 during COVID. Very interesting. But we'll get into that when we come back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly. If you're on hold, we'll get to you after the break here on WBEN.